Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We thank you for joining us all this week as we continue the teaching. To have a fruitful life, we must, these 2 points here, trust God. We trust God. How do we trust God? Through his word, knowing what his word says regarding that situation, regarding that assignment. We trust God. And number two, we choose to embrace challenges, because challenges will come. So we must embrace the challenges. We're going to look today in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Yeah. All right, just we could just stop right there. And it's talking about the state of a child being a lightweight.
Yeah.
Being tossed to and fro.
Yes.
What's tossing to and fro? Every wind of doctrine, which is the trickery of men. The cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. So there is an enemy. We have to be aware of that. And it comes with deceit. It comes with cunning craftiness.
Yes.
It comes with trickery. It comes with different opinions. And as long as we are spiritual lightweights, we will continue to be thrown back and forth.
Yeah.
We have to be rooted. We have to become a heavyweight. Jesus even talked about the winnowing fan. Mm-hmm. He said that the chaff will blow away and the seed will remain. That which has some weight will remain. That which is nothing, which is lightweight, is going to blow away when the wind comes. It's going to be gone. The chaff, the outer appearance, is going to be blown away. But in Christ, we have sustaining power. We have the power to be able to mature from children into grown, sturdy, stable adults, rooted in the Word of God, not to be blown to and fro with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men. Notice it said that the wind of the doctrine is by the trickery of men. It's not God's appointed word. It's man tricking, twisting what God said or their own opinion or influence over things in a cunning, crafty way of deceitful plot. So it's not a devil coming with two horns, a tail, and a pitchfork. It's subtle, where there's slight change here, slight adjustment there to try to get us off of course.
And you look at verse 16, from whom the whole body, the entire body, does what? Join and knit together according to effective working by which every part does its share, cause growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So powerful. When we are in the vine, when we stay in the vine, when we are sustained by the vine, now our life become productive. It has to be, he says. Everything is neatly joined together. That's why the Bible says the unfruitful branch is cut off. Says, if the branch is unfruitful, it is cut off and cast into the fire. It is unproductive. So every believer who is in the vine, who stays in the vine, will live and experience a productive life.
They'll grow up.
That's right. You have to grow up. You can't be in the vine and not grow up. You will grow. It doesn't stay because it's sustained by the vine. That's why Jesus says, as we close this week teaching, he says, I am the true vine. Make no mistake. I am the true vine. I am not a false vine. I am true. So if you are in me, you will grow up. If you are in me, you will produce. You cannot be in me and not produce. You cannot be in me and not able to embrace challenges. Because you will know that is not you, but I that lives in you.
You know what I'm thinking when I'm reading this verse? It says the trickery of men.
Yeah.
Now this book, this Bible was written about what? 2,000 years ago. But what about today? How many times, especially with social media and the internet?
Yeah.
How many times do they try to trick you? You know, I cleaned up my email and I read things and I say, if I wasn't wise and rooted in wisdom, I would be very much fooled. So the point I'm trying to make is there was always trickery. There was always men trying to deceive you. And the only way to know it is to know the word, to know what the word says. So that when these things do come about, we know and we don't get fooled. So I just wanted to bring that up because I'm just saying the trickery, I mean, it's still happening. It's just still around, you know. So we have to really be rooted in the vine.
Verse 15 there in Ephesians chapter 4 says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Yeah. So speaking the truth in love, abiding in the word, knowing that God's word is love.
Yes.
His intentions for us are good.
Yes.
It's not restricting. It's not to bring condemnation. The word of God is the truth is there to convict us, to bring us into right standing, to bring us into a place of safety, to bring us into a place of purpose and productivity. It's not to limit our fun and try to ruin things. You know, if you think about a parent keeping their child out of the street, it's for their own safety.
Yes.
It's for their own growth. It's for their own productivity. It's so that they can be here to fulfill their purpose. So we want to make sure that we don't think as the laws of God as being restrictive and religious, because really in him is freedom. Now we have freedom to operate in love. We have freedom to operate in joy, to be able to operate without regret. A lot of those things that we really want to do when we're still, you know, carnal, caught up in sin and in the earth, those things we really, really, really want to do are terrible for us.
Yes.
And when we go back later and we reflect back the things that we used to love, how terrible now, like I wouldn't want to live a day of my old life for any amount of money.
Yes.
Because you realize now how dangerous some of the things were that we choose to do. So they were sent to try to take us out of our assignment, out of our purpose. And just though we thought that they were fun, that was because of the trickery of men, the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But when we continue to grow up in the word of God, we come into maturity to the things of God, then we realize how those things are really assignments against us, not something for us to join with, and but we should have cut them off earlier, but we're glad that we eventually cut them off.
Because you know those doesn't add anything to your life.
Yeah, no value.
There's no value. Mm-hmm. And if you look back, just look at John, go back as we end this week, John chapter 15. Again, we look at what Jesus says, that the branch, he prunes it. Let's leave that thought here. What verse?
When he verse says, 2. Verse and 2. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes.
Yes.
That it may bear more fruit.
He prunes it. Mm-hmm. He cut off. Mm-hmm. Prune means you look and you cut off those things that will cause you to bear less fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you to bear less fruit. So the pruning comes that you bear what?
More fruit.
Mm-hmm. The things in my life that is going to cause me to bear less fruit, the word, take it out.
Mm-hmm.
I said that, as mm-hmm. you were talking from Peter there. Mm-hmm. The word of God is the pruning tool.
Mm-hmm.
The word. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, think about that. When we said that we have to be able to embrace challenges. Mm. What a challenge that is to be pruned when a branch is cut back.
Yeah.
Now, if you know anything, if you ever cut back a branch on a tree or a plant, when you cut back the branch, it doesn't grow again from the place which it was cut. So that's a problem, right? It's a challenge. Oh, my branch just got cut. Okay, so what does the plant do? How does the tree respond? And instead, it'll shoot out from the sides more shoots.
Good
so if you
there.
Cut a tree, you cut a limb off a tree, you cut a branch off of a shrub, big shrub or such, it doesn't grow again from that spot. So it got it. There was a challenge.
It's a great
has
teacher.
To embrace the challenge.
Yes.
Now, instead of it being one projecting branch at that place, close to that place, it grows out two, sometimes three. It multiplies because it was pruned. It keeps it to be full.
Yes.
Because it was pruned. So pruning at first is a challenge.
Yes.
But if the tree could think of a way to produce double when it's pruned, how much more a human being?
Your life. When you cut those things that will stop you from producing more love.
Mm-hmm.
See? The fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. All right? So things come in your life that is cutting, so it's stopping you from producing those fruit. But when it's cut off, then more love come out.
Mm-hmm.
Peace is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Long-suffering is coming out over your life because you get rid of that thing that was going to stop you from producing. And in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, seems that we are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses, which is Abraham, which is Moses, which is all of the ones that gone through, Enoch. We are surrounded by them. It says, let us lay aside.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys could not produce unless they what? Lay aside. So it said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that will stop you from going forward. Yes.
So that we can run with endurance.
Yeah, come on.
The race that is
set
before us. So that's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. So we want to encourage you to trust in the Lord and to embrace challenges. If a tree can figure out how to multiply after a pruning, how much more the human beings, God's apple of his eye. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
The old log is burning, yellow and red. Small eyes are fighting that old sleepy head. Stockings are filled while stories of goodwill are told at the edge of the bend. It's an old